Do you lack motivation, or do you feel like you don't have enough energy to want to do anything? Maybe like you come home from work and you're just like, I have no motivation. I have no energy. I want to do something different, but I just don't have the motivation. If that sounds familiar, because that's how I felt a couple years ago. So I'm kind of channeling that version of me a couple years ago that felt stuck and wanted more in life, but had no motivation. And it's another, it's one of the most answered question, I think, in the Instagram story thing that I did, where I asked what people are struggling with the most at the moment. So I thought I'd come on here and answer it. There's so many ways I could tackle this, but I'm going to make it as simple as I can. There's two areas where I feel we lack motivation. So I'm going to dive into that. But I just want to say, with motivation, and then I'm going to give you obviously tools on how you can move forward from that. But motivation. So motivation's, it's a very interesting one, because we can look at it as like procrastination. It's like, oh, I don't want to do anything. I never have enough energy to want to do something. And that, you know, if we really debunk it, like on an individual level, it can look different for everyone. But I think for the most part, especially if you're working in a job where you either really hate it, or, you know, it's just sucking the life out of you, like it's really mentally draining, or could even be physically draining, then these elements, the point of that is like when you, let's just say you come home, 4:44, you come home and you're like completely drained. You just feel exhausted. And I remember, this is from experience. I used to come home from work and I used to feel so exhausted. And then you just be like, oh, like I just want to go to bed. Or I just want to make dinner and just watch Netflix, because I just can't be bothered doing anything else. And I used to do that every single night. And so if coming from a place like that to where I am now, and to what my understanding of the lack of motivation, it's like I think we just need to number one, give ourselves a little bit more credit, because the way that we've been programmed to hustle, to work, to trade our time for money, or to just to live as a normal human being, is completely unnecessary and extremely stressful for us. Okay, so I just want to say that. Okay, so yeah, there can be a lot of ways looking into this. But the first thing, and I'm going back to the whole job thing, because when you're giving away your energy, it's going to be completely draining. You're going to come home and you're not going to have any energy to want to do anything else. So even if you want to have a different career, or you just want change, then it's like when you don't have energy, it's really hard to get motivated. It's so hard. So it's really important to after listening to this episode, to get clear on why you aren't motivated. Because like I said, there's so many areas, it's very different for an individual, but I think it comes down to these 2/3 things. I don't know, we'll see where I go with this. So the first thing is that you're just giving all of your energy away. This could even be like to people. It could be to family, you know, the people that you surround yourself with. It could be very draining, especially if you're an empath, or very empathic, or, you know, very spiritual, but you don't even know it. Like maybe you can just feel people's energy, whatever it looks like for you. It doesn't matter if you're not spiritual. You can still be giving too much of your energy away. This also happens a lot with people pleasers. If you're a people pleaser, then you're giving your energy away to too many people way too often. And then add that with a work environment that you could be working long hours, or it can be draining. The people in the work environment could be draining. That's going to suck the life out of you. So I want to give you advice for this. Take it or leave it. You don't have to listen to me if you don't want to, but I'm just speaking from the version of me 2 years ago, pretty much. It's that as much as it's really hard to go to work and work at a job that you hate, or even just work at a job you love but can be draining mentally, physically, or emotionally, it's really important to protect your energy at all costs. And what does that mean? So protecting your energy could look like setting boundaries. It could be not sucking yourself into the toxic work environment. It could be standing your ground. It could look like in so many different ways. So whatever it is for you, it's really important to try to protect your energy at all costs. So for me, when I worked in real estate, it was extremely draining because one, every single real estate company that I worked for, except for one, I really love that one, is incredibly, incredibly toxic. And I'm sorry, but that's just from my experience, and I've worked at over 20 real estate companies, so yes, very toxic. Not only that, the main part was the tenants and the landlords were very, very full on, because you were the middle person, and for the type of job that I was doing, I was always having to deal with problems. I was always having to solve problems like maintenance, rent, like follow-up rent, all that type of stuff. So it was kind of like, it was draining all the fucking time. And then you got workplace environment where most of the time it was very shit. So to add to that, you get a lot of emails and you're busy, you're overloaded, you're rushing because you got appointments and all that stuff. All of that was involved in my job. So it was very exhausting. So what I did was, rather than attach myself to the workplace gossip, which I used to towards the end, I stopped, but I disassociated myself from that. I put my headphones in and I worked like I did because I knew I needed to protect my energy because it was incredibly toxic. And again, and another thing to keep in mind is whatever we place our attention towards is what will multiply in our life. Meaning if you focus on the drama, you're going to become involved in the drama. You're going to be surrounded with the drama, and it's going to be drama tenfold. Right? Everywhere you go, it's whatever you perceive, it's whatever you place your attention on, it's going to come back, and you'll get really attached really quickly and really easily without even knowing. It's like getting sucked in. So be very careful. And I know it's very common in workplaces. So protect your energy from those gossip-like colleagues or friends or family. At all costs, setting boundaries when needed. Detaching probably is not the right word, but disassociating yourself from colleagues that, you know, may be fueling the drama, and just doing your own thing, because the more energy that you have for yourself, the more you're going to be able to gain motivation to get out of that fucking job if that's what you want. So yeah, we get that, right? It's very clear. Protect your energy at all costs. It could look, like I said, in so many ways, especially if you're a people pleaser. I'm reaching out to all the people pleasers out there because I know you, I feel you, I am one of them still, but I've come a long way. It's like, the first thing that came to mind is like a recovering drug addict or something. I know that sounds really bad, but like, it's just the first thing that came to my mind. It's like, I'm a recovering people pleaser. So if you're a people pleaser and you find it really hard to say no, you hate drama, you hate conflict, you just want to keep the peace, you put all of your needs aside for other people, then stop that right now. I know it's hard, but stop it. Just detach yourself. Take a step back. I feel like people please need to isolate themselves a little bit more, because you're giving your energy away, and especially for the people pleasers, your energy is so sacred. That's why people are sucking the life out of you. That's why people are taking advantage of you, because you're such creative beings. You're like a magnet, but you don't even know it. That's why people use you. So you need to protect it. Protect yourself at all costs. Okay, thank you. Now, going back to the motivation thing. So energy is a big thing, because if you want to be motivated, you know, it requires a little bit of energy. You know what I mean? So we're doing that, right? We're protecting our energy. The second part to this, yes, there's about three things I think I'm going to say. We'll see. Is we tend to lack motivations if we have no sense of direction, or if we're doing something we don't want to do in the first place. Okay, so if you're lacking direction, you're like, I don't know what the fuck I want to do, Jesse. Well, it's time to get clear, my friend. Get very clear on what you want to do. It's not going to come out like a one-word answer. Absolutely not. if you're expecting that, then you're going to be searching for the rest of your life. But I can tell you right now is that when you do things that you love, when you incorporate joy, pleasure, fun, happiness, laughter, whatever it is, then you're going to get, or you're going to receive more guidance towards it. I can tell you that right now, because I knew deep down that I really liked helping people. I felt so fulfilled. Like, I used to get like a really, this is really weird. I used to, as a people pleaser, I feel like, you know, because when you're a people pleaser and you, I know I'm talking about people pleaser a lot, but I think a lot of people are. So when you like go out of your way to help people and you feel really good about that, yes, it can be an insecurity thing because, like, you know, you feel like you need to seek validation. But I think also it's like you do it because you just love helping people. You just fucking love helping people. And if you love helping people, then there you go, my friends. That is your career. That is your career. I'm telling you right now. Bingo. We all like to serve people. We all came here to serve. So let's start serving everyone, motherfuckers, because people need to wake up. People need your help. People need you. We need you. So fucking grow some balls. No, I'm kidding. Just, you know what I mean? We need to set some boundaries, but we also need to go after what we want. So in order for us to go after what we want so that we can get rid of the job that we hate, we must start to do things that we like. We need to start figuring out what it is that lights our soul up, our heart up. It makes us happy. And if you don't exactly know what that is, experiment with it. And like I said, if you literally just was like, oh my God, I do love helping people, then that is your answer, mate. That is your answer. Look, full blown Aussie right now, mate. Come on, mate. That is your answer right there. I'm telling you, don't overthink it. You're meant, like, everyone is meant to be here to serve. It's just, what are you meant to serve? That's the next step. You're already one step ahead now. See? Things come really fast when you want it to be, when you want it to. But anyway, yes. And start doing the things that light you up. The more that you say no and you to things and you stop doing the things that you don't like, you're going to naturally build a sense of motivation behind it. Because when you're passionate about something, when you like doing something, guess what? You want to keep doing it. And that's where motivation comes in. Like with me in the last week and a half, I was like, oh my God, I've got to build a website and all this stuff. My courses, the landing pages, the sales pages and all of that. I fucking hate it, right? But I was so excited to do it and there was passion and I was determined and I got up early and did it all day, every day for the last week and a half. And I went MIA for a bit and people were worried because I really am excited and I love doing it. I'm like, people need to hear what I have to say. People need these courses. People need my help. So I'm so excited to do this. And there was like a rush of energy. There was so much motivation behind it. My mum was like, how the fuck are you so motivated? Because I would show her. I'm like a little kid in a candy store where I'm like, oh my God, mum, look what I've done. Look at the sales page that I made. I'm so excited. And I'm like, you know how I talk really fast, like I've been talking fast because I'm really motivated to talk about this topic. It's like that. You just get really excited. You just want to do it. And another thing when you're so motivated is time goes by so fast. It's like, that's why time's like literally an illusion. When you're in the present moment and you're doing what you love, it's like time doesn't even exist. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. If you've experienced it, you will know. But you have to start doing the things that you want to do. So start asking yourself, what do I want to do today? What would make me happy? What would light my soul up on fire? But again, like if you come home from work and you're not in, you know, you're like, oh, I've got the life sucked out of me. You're not going to want to do anything. So you've got to lay the foundations first by setting boundaries, protect your energy at all costs, and ask yourself, what do I really want? If you're doing things that are very low vibrational or things that you don't, you just do it. Like going out, having drinks with friends, hanging out with friends in general that like are very unmotivated in themselves, where they just, I don't know, they just fucking talk about shit, random shit, like girls, maybe they talk about their problems, then they're not the type of, 444, fucking hell, I'm seeing 444 everywhere, then they're not the right people for you, okay? So listen to me when I say that and just fucking do it. Don't hang out with those people because they're low vibrational. They're going to bring you down and they're going to suck the life out of you too. Remember, protect your energy. But that is very simple, right? What I'm saying is very simple. It's like a duh, but you actually have to do it, okay? So when you do it, you do it. You let me know when you do it, okay? Because I'm going to keep you accountable. And that's the thing that's like really impacted my life. And something that I actually saw change was I kind of waited for my job to really be so bad that I couldn't bear it anymore. You know when you complain about your job and then because you complain about it, you focus on complaining about it more and you place all your attention on the really bad shit that's happening in the job, the problems, then it just accumulates and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you're like, I can't take this anymore, I'm going to look for another job. That's literally what happened to me, except I quit my job without any backup plan. And I was like, do you know what? I was like just finding out about manifestation and I just winged it. And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to teach manifestation. And I've learned a lot from that. Don't do that. I'm telling you right now, unless you have money to support you, even though I did have money to support me, I kind of spent it all. I spent all my savings, but whatever. It is what it is. I don't regret anything and it's taught me a lot. So now that I can teach you, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anyway, getting back on track. So do what you want. Do things that light you up, okay? We've got that clear. Protect your energy at all costs. We got that clear too. The other thing could be, and this is kind of tied in with procrastination, because if you're someone that's like procrastinating, it's because you're overwhelmed, you don't know where to start. And often, like a lot of people are like, oh, I just know I don't want this job or I don't want this life. Like I would love to just do something for myself. I'd love to do something that I'm passionate about. But they have no sense of direction, which can lead to procrastination, which then can think that they're lazy and unmotivated. That's not the case at all. You just need to lay the foundations. Oh, I've said that a couple times now. You just need to set right. This is okay. You probably hear me say this a million times, right? I'm like a broken record, but it's very effective things. I would suggest to write 1 to 3 things down that you're going to do that's different every single day. So what is the thing that is going to motivate you? What is the thing that's going to push the needle forward that's going to help you to get you to where you want to be? So if you're like got something or you've got a sense of direction, you kind of know what you want to do, but you're not really sure, but you're like, I just don't have the motivation to start it. Well, I think you're procrastinating a bit, aren't you? Because you're like, like I lack energy, maybe I don't know what I want to, you know, I don't know where to start, I don't know if I should do this or that. Well, then just lay down the top three things that are very important that are going to help you to push forward. Just that one day, just doing 3 things in one day is going to help you hugely. You may not think it is, but you'll be surprised. So what is that 1 to 3 things that you can do that's going to be different, that's going to help you move forward? And often it's something that we're not used to doing, hence why we procrastinate, which goes on to the last part that I was going to say. So it's kind of been 4 parts, like who knows where I'm up to now. Is it could be there could be fear around it, you know what I mean? You could be a little scared because it's like when you do something that you're not used to doing or something that's like you've never done before, then of course you're going to be like, your ego is going to come in and be like, what the hell, like I don't know if I'm capable of doing this, or what if it doesn't work, what if I fail, what if no one will listen to me, what if everything goes wrong, what if I run out of money, like whatever the stories are, right? This is from our ego. So there could be a lot of fear behind this, or even a little bit of fear. And the fear is a good indication to work the things that we need to work through, because there's always going to be fear. No matter what, you could be a billionaire, you're going to experience fear. But it's very important to embrace it and to push forward and just face fear in the face. Face fear in the face. just face the fear. I can guarantee you on the other side of fear, there is enlightenment. There is growth. And you will be a different person, I promise you. But it's very important to face the fear. Oh my God, the dogs are going crazy. I wonder why. Anyway, so just ask yourself, like, what resonates with what I said. what resonates the most. Maybe it's all of it, maybe it's part of it, and get very clear on, because I want to say that motivation can easily be fixed, but the thing is, if the more that we focus on being like, the more that we tell the stories that we're unmotivated, I have no motivation, blah blah blah, then it's an affirmation. Words are affirmations. When we say this, when you say you're dumb, like I say I'm dumb, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, these are affirmations, and we're just reaffirming that. So let's like cut the bullshit right now and let's stop saying that, okay? But another thing is like, another thing that a lot of you guys are going to resonate with when I say this is that, because like it's kind of like with the fear, but also like not really fear, it's more the fact that you do something that's uncomfortable because it's different, like maybe learning a new program, which is like what I've been learning the last week and a half. It's been so frustrating, it's been uncomfortable because I've had to learn something I've never fucking learned before. So when you do something that's different, it's going to be uncomfortable, and your body doesn't like that. Don't forget, you're literally like running off a set of programs. Everything that you've done in your life has been on automatic. You haven't even thought twice about it. The emotions that you experience, the thoughts that you think, the beliefs, the stories, all of that is just a set of programs. It's like you're on repeat. Literally. So when you do something that's very different, it's going to feel uncomfortable. Your body's going to fight it. And when your body fights it, it's going to be like, oh, I'll do this tomorrow, I'm too tired, blah, blah, blah. That's where you've got to push forward. Or I'm unmotivated. You know, you've got to push forward, push that barrier, get over that barrier. That's like the worst hurdle, I reckon. When you step over that little hurdle, the little bump, and you do it anyway, you tell yourself what you're going to do, and you're more inclined to do it when you write it down, because if you're like, oh, I've got to do all of these things, but I don't know where to start, of course your ego is going to be like, oh, I'll start tomorrow, I'm too tired, blah, blah, blah. And that's when you end up procrastinating and you have lack of motivation. But when you actually write what you're going to do, the 1 to 3 things, then you're more inclined to do it. And when you do it, you say you do something and you actually do it, you're trusting yourself. How many times have you said something or you said you'd do something and you don't do it? Because you don't trust yourself. So you got to trust yourself. You got to back yourself up. When you say you're going to do something, do it. And then the motivation will start rolling in because you're building up momentum. And when you start to do something that's different, the more you do it, the more your body's going to get be naturally inclined to roll with it rather than fight against it. Because it's always going to be fighting against you if you're doing something that's very unfamiliar. But I'm telling you, you can't... This is another thing I've said like a bazillion times. You cannot be the same person if you want to change. You have to change. You have to change. You have to be making different decisions. You have to be doing different things during the day, throughout your day. You have to be thinking differently too. If you want to be someone, then become that person now. Become it. Become it in every aspect of this version of you that you want to become. And become it now. And lead with the steps. What are the actions that would be taken? What are the thoughts that this person would have? How would they feel? What would they be doing? And it becomes easier. And push yourself. Because the moment you embody that, right? It's all good to embody it, embrace it, to become it. And then when you start to do things, you're going to feel a little uncomfortable. And you do it anyway. And then before you know it, you're a completely different person. Living a completely different life. With all this motivation, inspiration, creativity flowing through you. Because you are just so in your element. And it just works so well. This is from my own experience. The first couple of things that I had to do earlier on were so uncomfortable, like showing up live, being true to what I had to offer, like talking about manifestation scared me to death. Going live, talking to people scared me to death. But I did it anyway, and I kept doing it every single day, even though it scared me and I wanted to give up, and my ego kept telling me that no one gave a shit. And the messages that I have been receiving, I cried yesterday from a message, from a beautiful message that I received. I cried because I know people need me. People need me just like they need you. People need you. So the longer you wait, the longer you like just sit in your little comfortable bubble, then the longer the people are going to be waiting for you, and they need you. They need you now more than ever. So it's so worth it when you experience those moments of discomfort, when the result of it is growth, when the result of it is serving your purpose, when the result of it is fully embodying who you are and being so comfortable and happy and honorable in who you are, like showing up as yourself, because that's what you came here to do, as yourself. You're meant to be you. You're meant to be yourself. You're meant to share the world who you really are, not who you think people want you to be, who you really are, doing what you're meant to be doing. And it's not necessarily going to be easy, because the people around you are going to be like, well, this person's not doing what everyone else is meant to be, what everyone else is doing. So people are going to confide in you. People are going to judge you. People are going to think, what the fuck is she doing? Or he doing? People are going to question you, and people are going to try to put you down and whatever. But it's like when you are so sure that what you're doing and what makes you feel good is the right path, which it is, then there is always going to be, it's on the tip of my tongue. There's going to be comfort. That's not the word, but we're going to land with comfort. Because even though you have everyone else against you, around you that is against you, like when you experience this, I swear to God, it's like full circle. It's a beautiful moment. When you are showing up as you are and you're meant to be doing what you're meant to be doing, which is going to trigger people, I'm telling you right now, not everyone's going to accept it. But when you do it anyway. There is so much, again, I can't think of the word, but I'm just going to go with comfort. And you just are so happy. It's just a moment of like, I don't care. I know that there's noise around me, but I'm so fulfilled in what I'm meant to be doing. And there's always going to be amazing, amazing results. There's going to be people that need me, that love me, that are happy that I'm serving, that I'm doing what I'm doing, because the impact that I'm having is huge. Okay, so I hope that kind of makes sense. But this is literally what I'm experiencing, and I can't comprehend the growth, the change, the things that I've experienced from kicking myself up the bum and actually doing what I'm meant to be doing. Getting uncomfortable. Because getting uncomfortable is fucking scary. I tell you that. Getting uncomfortable is your mind, your ego will confide it. And I think that's where, like, everything is 80% mindset, 20% action. This is in business, this is in every area of life. I personally believe, from my own experience, 80% is mindset. You can have the tools to run a business, you can have the tools to do anything in life, but if you don't have the right mindset, you're going to very, very quickly fail. And I think most people quit before they even start. And this could be you, this honestly could be you. So keep your mindset in check. Be accountable for the way that you think, for the things that you do. Make yourself accountable. And if you can't make yourself accountable, let me make you accountable, because that's what I do in my coaching program. But otherwise, it's just a matter of just really just sticking forth and being in your truth and doing what you need to do for you. And I guarantee you the motivation is just there for majority of the time when you're serving your purpose, you're doing something that lights you up and you're being you and the mindset is there. Okay. So I hope this all lands with you. Let me know how you go. What resonates? Let me know what resonates. Let me know what doesn't. But please do reach out to me, share this if you need to with anyone that's feeling down or needs to hear this. And as always, I'm always supporting you and I'm loving you. And please, now this is your chance to start serving. Do the things that you love and don't wait for other people to give you permission, because only you need to give yourself permission. Okay, so I love you guys and I'll see you next time. Bye.